Understanding to whom you're surrendering. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not upon thine own understanding. In all ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy paths." Surrendering to just anybody isn't necessarily going to fulfill all your greatest dreams. In fact, if you surrender to someone who wants to take advantage of your openness, you may lose a great deal. Therefore, surrender must come with discernment and an awareness of who and what you are truly surrendering to. True surrender is always to God, in whatever form or formlessness you relate to. Remember that God is far beyond any human concept that has or ever will be thought. Therefore, whatever face and name you have placed on this nameless, faceless Lord, surrender to that and let it guide your steps. Consider, the secret of powerful surrender is to be strong to the world and vulnerable to God. Bringing strength together with vulnerability. One aspect of surrender is to give up lesser goals for the sake of greater goals, to allow the darkness of your lower desires to dissolve in the light of your higher aspirations. You surrender the rat race, accomplishment, proving yourself, commercialism-based mentality, and rise into a more spiritually mature goal, such as serving God and humanity, unfolding your personal or creative excellence, bringing greater love and comfort into people's lives, or attaining a spiritual state of mind, heart, and soul. Some forms of surrender may not even sound like surrender. Several times I've been pushed by challenging circumstances to the point where all I could do was say, "God, you do it." Sometimes I'll say it nicely, like when I realized while writing these words that this chapter is due in a few days. Once or twice, I've even gotten upset with some turn of events and shouted inside myself, "God, you do it." I don't think God minds how you say it as long as you're being sincere and communicating with faith, although it's probably still a good idea to ask nicely.